DW.
A small company called Nelplast is paying women in Accra to pick up plastic waste from the city's neighborhoods. The women earn the equivalent of €1 for every 5 kilograms of plastic they collect. Rose Sewu is one such collector, and she says the hard work pays off.
It takes a lot of strength to do this job, but if I do it, the government helps me financially. I can make some good money.
The company Nelplast then recycles the plastic into paving stones. Nelson Boateng, a network engineer, dreamt up the idea. After just 3 years, he already employs around 70 people at his open-air factory.
Ghana generates 22,000 tons of plastic waste annually, and only 2% is recycled. The rest are on the landfill, the sea, the river, the gutters, costing the government huge sums of money in clearing of this plastic waste. Because if this plastic waste gets to the gutter, you can imagine there will be mosquito breed, a cholera, and other diseases.
Nelplast first started turning plastic waste into shopping bags in 2015. Now it recycles at least 2,000 kilograms of waste into paving stones every day. Refining the process was a process itself. To make the bricks, a machine first breaks down the plastic trash. These pieces are then washed and sand is added. Founder Boateng again.
From here, it is being mixed and sent to the plastic and sand extruder, which is manufactured by ourselves here in the factory.
The mixture is poured into the plastic and sand extruder, which is heated to 150 degrees Celsius. Melting together in the machine, the mixture is pushed out as a thick gray paste that looks like wet concrete. The waste plastic basically melts around the sand particles, holding them together. The paste is then put into a mold in another machine, where it is pressed into the square paving stones. The tiles have a rubbery texture once they're set. Boateng says the product is cost-effective and durable, and demand is so high, the startup is looking to grow.
I have the land, so I'm now seeking some financial assistance to scale up the production so that I can employ more people. Because sometimes, even people bring the plastic, we have to send them back home because we don't have money to pay for them.
The stones can now be seen paving the streets and household courtyards of Ghana. In one neighborhood in Accra, Samuel Kofi's backyard is paved with the recycled bricks, and the family is more than happy with the product's quality.
Very, very. Because previously I used concrete to floor the compound. The rubber is still intact. So I realized that the rubber rather would have a longer period, unlike cement.
The company currently produces 2,000 paving stones per month. And their growing business means shrinking heaps of plastic on Ghana's streets. DW.